Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am a little concerned about some things that are going on in our country, but I think that we are awesome, and I love us.
It's a beautiful day.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 647. Three big things. Alabama football champs after beating Georgia 26-23 in overtime. Kansas legislature faces school funding challenges again this year. Two new Wichita City Council members sworn in. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning we've got a report of an apartment fire coming in now, so watch out for some traffic problems. Apparently this was reported southwest of Kellogg and I-135. So, okay. Might be able to see some smoke there. But again, that's firefighters responding to reports of the apartment fire. Kellogg and I-135. We've also got a traffic accident, I-235 and Meridian, North Meridian. So, I-235 and North Meridian. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. Brought to you by Joe Dubrovin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 57 degrees. Look for south wind at 16 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 41. Wednesday, partly sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high 61. Now mostly cloudy, 36 degrees. Got a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. Stocks finished today mixed Monday to start the trading week.
It was a day of records. The Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P all hit intraday all-time highs. At the end of the day, though, the Dow showed a little bit of weakness, down almost 13 points, closing at 25,283. The Nasdaq Composite up 21 points at 7,157. The S&P 500 up 4.5 at 2,747. We did see some of the technology stocks doing well. Those FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, all hitting all-time highs once again. But Apple came under a little bit of pressure after some scrutiny and some shareholders, such as JANA Partners, asking Apple to address the youth phone addiction situation. Apple did not immediately respond to requests for comment. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
U.S. consumers in November ran up nearly $28 billion in new debt on their credit cards.
Yay.
And in the form of new auto and student loans, a sign of growing confidence in the economy. Federal Reserve says consumer borrowing grew 8.8%, the most in more than 2 years, to $3.83 trillion. Don Grant, CFP, the money
tracker. Sign of idiocy, not...
Who went out there and charged a new washer and dryer for his missus.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, no.
Put it on the card.
No, she should do it by hand, and she'll hang it in the basement.
Yeah, they've got that creek running near the house there.
Exactly.
Pound it out on the rocks, right?
No, not true.
Singapore police have arrested 17 men suspected of involvement in stealing oil from Shell's largest refinery in the world.
How do you do that?
Police said Tuesday they also seized $2.3 million and an oil tanker in connection with the case.
Takes a lot of buckets.
Shell has not said how much oil was taken, but obviously they had to find somebody who would buy it on the black market, I guess.
Yeah. All the money.
A Google engineer fired for writing a memo questioning Google's commitment to diversity has filed a lawsuit. James Damore, 28-year-old white male, alleges his ouster was driven by a corporate culture that discriminates against white men and people with conservative views, including supporters of President Donald Trump.
Me too.
Us too. We too.
Yeah.
6:51 now, Steve and Ted. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. He says, are you ready for this, Ted? Don't give up on telemarketers yet.
I need an explanation on
okay.
this.
Okay, yeah, well, you just listened to the money tracker today.
Ted loves to talk to him late at night.
Yeah. Well, he might be the one, you know, aside from one friend who derives certain satisfaction from taking up the time of telemarketers, do you do that? I mean, I have a friend who will just bait him on, and, you know, he pops open a beer. And,
I don't have
know.
The patience for that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know anyone who likes those intrusive calls that seem to hit around dinner time every night. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, has been overwhelmed with complaints about telemarketing call abuse. The do not call list seems to be only to stop the honest companies from trying to bend your ear a little bit. A lack of enforcement by the FCC has emboldened abusers to continue with illegal calling practices. The number, the problem may be an international one. Telemarketers are often, often offshore, and they're even more difficult to prosecute. They become quite clever as well. They have penetrated caller ID systems, so a call will appear to come from any area code and prefix that they choose. Some systems can even manipulate your caller ID to read mom or dad as what you see on your phone when it rings. Call blocking is often a good weapon to deploy against unwanted telemarketers. However, the FCC has discouraged companies from using that technology, believe it or not. They are concerned about legal liabilities that may arise from allowing a call to be blocked. The FCC has recently clarified those rules about the call blocking, and it is becoming more available. That's why I'm saying don't give up on telemarketers. I'm saying really don't give up on the FCC. It was just sort of a tease headline, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, another problem lies with the number they are using. It's not always the same number that shows up on your caller ID. So how can you block it if it's always changing? If you receive regular calls from the same unwanted number, you can block it. But again, those crooks are using caller ID technology, and they can fool you. My cell phone company has a possible scam alert. A red stop sign pops up when I receive a call, generally from an 800 number that is known to be a scam number. I will always ignore the call, and they rarely leave a voice message. Other ways to protect yourself from scammers is to limit the distribution of your personal phone number. Don't give it to retail stores who want your number. Don't attach it to your Facebook or Google account. Be stingy and always ask why they need your number when they request it. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Got one last night.
Yeah?
They wanted to tell me about the... I'm sorry.
About how your computer's not working?
No, this was about the... I needed to do something about the my guarantee on my car. Your maintenance guarantee. You know, the thing... The warranty. Everybody gets with a new car.
Right,
so they want to sell you another one.
Oh, of course.
The caller ID said Goddard, Kansas. So I'm thinking, and then this guy, they were on for about 8 seconds, and then they were gone.
But yeah, yeah.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
Well, I had one to call recently that said, you have a problem with your computer.
Yeah, don't.
And so I said, okay, how do you know that? And he says, well, it came up on our alert system. And I said, okay, which computer? And he couldn't answer the question. I said, he says, oh, the computer you're using.
Yeah.
And I said, well, which one? If you got this scam, if you got this alert that tells you that my computer is down, tell what's the serial number of my computer then, jerk. Anyway, I kept him on for about 5 minutes, and I got great satisfaction by it. Ended up in cuss words and somebody hanging up somebody else later. But
can I record those if I get?
Sure.
I got to get them on my cell phone, because I don't think my home phone would record them. I'd like to record one of those conversations. That'd be fun.
It would.
Just
it
play
would.
It back on the radio.
Yeah, what are they going to do? So, yeah, well, they'd have to reveal themselves first.
Okay, today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day.
That's a good day.
These people go out there and they choose to protect and serve, and sometimes they lay their lives on the line.
Is that Hug a Police Officer Day?
No, it's Law Enforcement, National Law Enforcement Appreciation
Day. So, hug.
You don't have to hug anybody.
Okay.
You want to go hug a policeman? Go ahead.
Well, there's
I don't think that's a good
pretty
idea,
good-looking police ladies out
but,
there.
But I'm thinking that today at city council meeting, we're going to hear from people
except who that vest gets in the way.
Who probably are going to question our local law enforcement people, and that's fair enough. But we just want the men and women out there who are law enforcement to know that we do
appreciate
it.
That's a good day. That's a good day.
You bet.
Yeah.
All right, so 6:56, Steve and Ted coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Two new Wichita City Council members sworn in.
Yeah.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.